Hi, my name's Chris Pels. In this video, we're going to learn how to add JavaScript to an ASP.NET page so you can provide client-side functionality. Let's get started by creating a website. And we're going to create this website in VB, but when you download the sample source code, you'll have both VB and C#. Now, there are several ways that you can add JavaScript to your ASPX page so it's available down on the client. And the first one we're going to look at is adding the JavaScript directly to the page. And to do that, you go up here to the head tag, and we're going to add a script element to the head tag. And then inside this script element, we're going to create a JavaScript function. And let's say what we're going to do here is display a clock on our page. So we'll say function display time. Now this function is going to act to display the time down in an element on the page. So let me just add an element down here. We'll just add a div. We'll give it an ID of current time. And we'll go back up to the function. So what we want to do here in our little function is to get the current time and display it down in the current time div. So we'll create a variable called today, and we'll set that equal to a new date. And then we'll get the hours. We'll get the minutes. And we'll get the seconds. And then we need to access the div, so we'll say document, get element by ID, and the ID we put is current time. And we're going to replace the inner HTML. And in that, we're going to say hours plus colon plus minutes plus another colon. And then the seconds. Then what we have to do is create a timer so this displays multiple times. And in fact, before I put that in, let's just go down here and we need to invoke this function the first time. Let's say we'll load it when the page loads. So we'll go to the onLoad event for the body tag and we'll say equal to display time, so that will fire it. And let's just start up the page to see that this indeed works. And here we get our time on the page, but it's not incrementing like a real clock, so we just have to add one more thing. So now we need to put this on a timer so it looks like a real clock. So we'll just say t equals set timeout, and we'll call the display time, and we'll call it every 500 milliseconds. Okay, let's test our page. And there's our clock on the page with the incrementing seconds. So that's an example of putting a JavaScript function right in a script tag on the page. And in this case, we happen to attach it to the onLoad event of the body. Obviously, we could have it written whatever JavaScript functions we needed and attach them to any appropriate HTML elements. Our first approach here was to put the JavaScript directly in the page using the script tags in the header area. And this might be appropriate for certain situations where a particular page has JavaScript that is unique to that page. But in our example here of putting a clock on a page with the display time function, this might be something that we would like to put on all our pages. So it really wouldn't be practical to copy and paste this code as a script tag into every one of our pages. And the approach that we'd like to take is to abstract out this JavaScript so that we can more easily include it on every page. And one way to do that would be to put the JavaScript in a JavaScript file. So let me do that. Let's just create a little folder here called scripts on our website. And in the scripts folder, let's add a new item. And what we want to create here is a JavaScript file. So we'll select JavaScript and let's call this displayTime.js. So there we have our JavaScript file. Let's go back over to the default page. And I'm going to take this JavaScript and copy and paste it into the JS file. And I'll leave this here in the sample code, this default ASPX with the script embedded, so you have that as an example to refer to. And we'll copy this over here into our JavaScript. Let's just format a little bit. So now we have this in a separate file, and we want to know how do we include this with one of our ASPX pages, or in fact all of them. And we could either include it on an individual page or several pages, but the approach I'm going to take here is I'm going to create a master page that loads and displays this clock in the header area of the master page, and then the individual pages will be based upon the master page and we'll see the clock in all the pages in our site. So let me just add a master page and we'll just leave the default name. And what we want to do on our master page is I'm going to just add a little bit of UI here. And what we want is to have a div, which is the header area. And in that, I'm just going to put the word header. And I'm also going to put a secondary div here. Give it an ID. Set that is a current time, because remember we needed a div in which to insert the time value on our individual page. And let me just format this page so we can see it a little bit better. So we're all set there. And now what we need to do is somehow we need to get the JavaScript in our JS file attached to our master page. And we're going to do that in the code behind the master page. So let's go into the page events. Let's take the pre-render event, and this is where we'll load the JavaScript file. And what I'm going to do, just to make it a little cleaner, is I'm going to create a separate method called loadScript. And we're going to put the code in there, and then we'll just call loadScript up here in our pre-render event. So we need a couple pieces of information in order to load the script into our page. And the first one we're going to need is to uniquely identify the script on the page, so we'll call that variable script name and as a string, and we'll name that display time. And then we also need to know the URL. And in this case, we're going to use the ASP.NET shortcut to the root of the site, and then we're going to say scripts and display time. And the third piece of information that we need to have to register the script is the script type as a type. And this is just referring to the type of object to which the script is associated. So in this case, it's going to be me.getType, which me being the master page. Now, in order to work with the script and include it in the page, we need to work with something called the client script manager. So let me dimension a variable to hold an instance of the client script manager. So we'll just call it client script manager. And that is of type client script manager. And That comes from the page object client script property. So the first thing we need to do is to check and see if the script is already registered to be included in the page. And to do that, we use the client script manager. So we say if not client script manager, is client script include registered? And as you can see from the little pop-up help window, it says this determines whether the client script include is registered with the page object. So the key, and you also see you can have a type and a key, and we are going to use that second override. So we'll say script type and script name, which uniquely identifies our client script. So then if it's not registered with the page, we need to register it with the client script manager. So we'll go client script manager and register client script include. This is going to register this JS file to be included with the page. And again, we have a couple overrides. We're going to use the second one, which is the type. So we'll say script type and then script name. And then we need to have the URL, but we want to make sure the URL resolves to the location of the display time.js. So we're going to say resolve. And we're going to put in here the script URL. And we should be all set. Now the JS file should get included with our page. And what we want to do is go back over to the HTML on the page. And up here in the body, we want to go to the onload and put that equal to the display time method in our JavaScript file. So let me just save the master page. Now let's create a second ASPX page that is based upon the master page. So we'll add a new item, we'll add another web form, we'll just leave it as default 2. We'll select a master page. And let's just put a little text in here so we know our page is loaded. And we'll say page loading.js file with display time function. Just format that so you can read it a little better. So now we should be ready to go. Again, just to review, what we have is we created a master page, and with the master page in the code behind, we're loading the JavaScript file displayTime.js here, which has our displayTime function, and that's using the client script manager, which is going to load the JavaScript file. So let's fire up the page. Let's go over here, default 2, view in browser, and there is our page with the clock running in the header area. Now we could easily create multiple pages based upon this master page, and each of them is going to have our JavaScript file embedded or included, I should say, with our little clock running in the header area. In addition to loading the external JavaScript file, which we did here in this example, there's also some functionality in the client script manager to load blocks of script dynamically. So let's create another page to show you how that works. So we add another web form, default 3. We'll select the master page. Let's go to the code behind for 3 to start with. And the page events, again, we're going to use the pre-render event. And in this case, we'll say load script, and we'll create that private method. Now Now again, we want to have a variable, which is the client script manager, as a client script manager, and that comes from the page.clientScript. Now what we want to do here, instead of having an external JavaScript file, is we want to actually build the JavaScript as a string and insert it or register it with the page. So let me dimension a string builder. So I'll dimension another variable called SB for string builder as a string builder. Set that equal to a new string builder. So the first thing we have to do to build our string of JavaScript is we're going to add a script tag. Okay, let's start to build our function. So we'll say function change color, and I have to put that in the string quotes. We'll take an inbound parameter, which is the color, and we'll have the opening bracket. Now let's just, so we don't forget, let's just put the closing bracket in another append here. Now let's have the body of our method, and here we're just going to say document dot background color equals color. And then we just have to close out the script tag. So we're going to add that and just add slash script. And let's just get rid of that little extra character. And now we should be all set. And we'll test that out in a moment to make sure it's correct. Now what we need to do is, similar to what we did when we included the external JavaScript file, we have to see if there's a reference to this script already registered on the page. So we'll say if script manager is client script block registered, and it needs a key and a type. Let's just use a key this time. We'll just type it right here, and we'll just call this the color script, and we've got a closing parenthesis. Now let me just say not. So if it's not registered, then we have to register it. And you can see here we are, register client script block. And we want to put the type, which will say me.getType. The key, which we're calling color script. And then the script, which is the string builder, to string. Now we need a little HTML over in the page itself. So we'll go over here, and let's, inside a little container, let's just put an input element and the type. Let's set equal to be a button. The value, which is the text on the button, will say change color. And the on click, we're going to set it to change color. And we'll just hard code in blue here for the moment. And let me just format this. Okay. So now, when we click on this button inside the page, what should happen is our client script, which is going to change the background color of the page, should be called because it's being registered here in the load script method, which is called from the pre-render event. Okay, let's start up default 3. There we have the page with our embedded JavaScript clock. Let's click change color, and indeed we get the background changed to blue. Now there's a slight variation to register client script block that I would like to show you, and I'll create a new page to do that. Just call this 4. And what I'm going to do in 4 is to save some time, I'm going to go back to 3 and I'm just going to copy the code that we've written, because I only need to make a slight change to show you how this works. Now what we're going to do is, rather than register a client script block, we're going to register a block of script that's going to be executed when the page starts. So we need to change our JavaScript a little bit and get rid of the function. And I'm going to hard code green in here. And then instead of is client script block registered, what we're going to do is we're going to say is startup script registered. And there we go. And we need to register a startup script. And otherwise, it's the same. Now, as I said, what this is going to do is execute this script when the page starts. So let's run this, and what we should get is this code executing, changing the page background to green when the page loads. And you can, as you can see, we got our script executed and the background color changed to green. I'd like to show you one more method in the client script manager. And to do that, let's create a new page. And we'll go over, and I'm going to take the code from 4 and put it in the new page, which is 5, just to save us a little time, because it's very similar. And what we're going to use instead of register startup script is called register on submit statement. And as the name implies, what register on submit statement does is it registers a piece of JavaScript to be executed whenever the page is submitted, and there's a corresponding check to see whether or not it's registered, and that's called on submit statement registered. Now this doesn't require that you actually have a script block, or rather the script tag, so I'm going to remove these from our string, and let me just put red as the background color. So now we need something to submit the page, so let me go over to the HTML. Let's add a button, and that will cause the page to submit. And whenever the page is submitted, we'll get this statement being executed. So let's start up 5 in the browser. And whenever we click our button, we should briefly see the background color change to red, and because we have a master page and view state on, it changes back to white when the page reposts, but I think you get the idea that this is a piece of JavaScript that is executed whenever the page is submitted. We looked at several ways to include JavaScript in your ASP.NET page. The first was to put a script block in the header area, so the JavaScript was literally embedded within the page. Next, we look at externalizing the JavaScript to a .js file and including that in the page. Third, we looked at JavaScript as a string literal that is registered with the page. Fourth was a permutation of 3, where we had a string literal of JavaScript and it was registered to be executed when the page started. And the last example that we just looked at was also a string literal of JavaScript that was registered to be executed whenever the page was submitted. So I encourage you to download the sample source code that comes with this video. As I mentioned, it's available in both Visual Basic and C#. This is Chris Pels. Thanks for watching this video on using JavaScript in your ASP.NET pages.